from 1 John chapter 3. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. What is love anyway? Sometimes I get concerned that the word loved is used just a little too frequently, meaning much too little. We throw it out all the time. I love chocolate. I love basketball. I love the West Wing. I remember in high school, our French teacher told us that during the war, the English-speaking soldiers used to go around saying, "Shut the door," to all the women they met. Why? Because in French, "je t'adore" means "I love you." And so they could say, "Shut the door," meaning nothing to them, but giving others what they wanted to hear. Words are tricky. One of my friends dated someone who said she loved him and wanted them to be in a committed relationship. And then he found out she'd been dating someone else too. And when he asked her about it, she said, "Oh, well, when I say I love you and I'm committed to you, I mean that when I'm with you, I'm 100% in. Isn't that what you meant?" In relationships, "I love you" often gets said too soon, before the people involved even know each other well enough to love anything more than the perceptions that have been projected onto the other person. During Lent this year, we did a study that involved challenging ourselves around the concept of love. What does it mean to say we are an institution based on following Jesus, on his way of love? This passage in 1 John meets that question head on. We know love by this: Jesus laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. And the next verse: how does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? So love is about laying down our lives for one another, connecting with anyone we see who is in need in any way, and being God's love to each other. Clearly, love is much more than a feeling that comes and goes. God tells us to believe in Jesus and love one another. And loving one another involves sacrifice and sharing. The love 1 John is talking about, it is genuine and true and active. It comes from listening to the Spirit who opens our eyes and points us into the direction of the love God is asking us to share, the life God is asking us to lay down. This kind of love is complicated. We are not Jesus. We know that. But we are sisters and brothers in faith. 1 John was written in a time when people were struggling with schism, when people of faith were fighting over who Jesus was and what it meant to follow him. They needed help knowing how to be his disciple. This letter was meant to show them that the over and abiding message of Jesus' followers must be about sacrificial love. We are brothers and sisters in faith. We need to learn these lessons over again, as each generation has needed to do, so that we might remember that first, we are called to be agents of the love of God, watching, listening, walking alongside people, holding their hand when they need it, sharing what we have to share. When we learn to love, in truth, we are changed by that love. If it does not change us, if we have not given ourselves to it, laid down our lives for each other, we are missing what love is. There are layers of love available for us to spread in the world, and each time we give love away, another piece of us opens up. Think about the opportunities we've had throughout this week. What chance to love has been right in front of us? Did we take it, or did we look the other way? I was watching the video from the Starbucks arrest in Philadelphia, where the two young African-American men were waiting for their friend for a few minutes before ordering, and the manager called the police and said they were trespassing. The place was full of people, but it took quite a while before anyone got up and said anything. Said, hey, what's happening here? This isn't right. I can wait for my friend, and no one calls the police if they're late. Are we ready to act in love to strangers, even if other people don't like what we have to say? Where would we have been in that crowd? Where would Jesus have been? To be ready when those kind of challenging opportunities show up in our lives, we need to be grounded in our faith, filled up by the Spirit, through prayer, through worship, through the experience of loving community. That's how we get strong in our sense of God's call to love in us, confident that we know what love looks like in action. And if we do miss the moment, we don't need to say, oh, well, or just feel guilty. We turn around and we say, okay, what's next? What do I do now? I watched all week during rummage all the opportunities people had. And I watched you choose patience and love and kindness over and over again, even when you were exhausted. That is love in action. Love in action looks like sitting next to the person who has no one to sit with. Love in action looks like listening instead of figuring out what we're going to say next. Love in action is saying yes when we feel like saying no. And being ready to be on the side of those who are being stepped on by the world. Nothing easy or simple about love. Nothing easy or simple about spreading God's love. What's more, when we engage loving as part of the body of Christ, we will find that we will not be able to stay the same. Love makes us new. So, as you go into this week, and you begin to imagine the opportunities for love you might have, I invite you to meditate on this prayer by St. Teresa of Avila. Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands. Yours are the feet. Yours are the eyes. Yours are his body. Christ has no body now but yours. In Jesus' name, amen.